Financial markets clearly didn't like what they saw coming out of the UK on the Brexit front yesterday. The Irish Stock Exchange experienced its biggest fall in well over 2 years, while the British pound weakened significantly against the euro. This led to a warning last night from Irish exporters that many of its members only have plans in place to see them through the first 6 months of a no-deal scenario. John Finn is Managing Director of Treasury Solutions and a founding member of the Treasury Hub, and he works with companies on their currency strategies, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Angus.
On Wednesday, hopes of a deal were rekindled as news of that draft agreement broke, only to be extinguished then yesterday with ministers departing Theresa May's cabinet one by one. The pound reacted to each of these developments quite strongly. Why are we seeing such volatility on the currency markets?
It's really as simple as deal, no deal, or risk on, risk off, to be honest with you. A deal basically brings more certainty, and it's probably good for the economy in the UK, where obviously a no-deal scenario would be disaster, it would be very bad. So if the markets believe that a no-deal is increasingly likely, then they're selling sterling, which means it's weakening, which is bad news for exporters, and obviously vice versa. And just to put you in perspective very quickly, Angus, at the start of yesterday morning, if you had 100,000 sterling of sales, it would have been worth about 115,500 euros. By the end of the day, they were worth just shy of 113,000. So a difference of 2,700 euros on your sales and your profits if you've no sterling input on 100,000 sterling sales in one day. So that's the extent of the of these moves, how impactful they are.
And John, the consensus on a Brexit deal still some way off based on what we saw yesterday. What's this likely to do to the value of the pound in the near term?
Well, if you look at where it's been trading, say, just over the last 12 months, in fact, from the start of quarter three last year, it's in quite a wide range of between 85p and 90.5p. And it's pretty much traded in that range for quite some time. So, you know, if you're looking at it and there's going to be more bad news, you would expect it to trade up towards the 90p level. And obviously, any profit of a deal would see it turning back in the other. A break of either of those would be very significant. So,
okay.
There are two key levels I think people need to keep in mind right now.
Okay, John Finn, Managing Director of Treasury Solutions, thank you very much for joining us on the line. Just a very quick recap of what happened to the pound yesterday. Another bad day for sterling. Yesterday morning, the euro was trading at 87 pence, but by lunchtime, it had gone up to 88.7, a drop of 2% on sterling against the euro. And then very briefly, I mentioned Irish exporters, their increasing fears over a no-deal scenario among the big losers from the slump in the pound. The Irish exports, for the most part, they get paid in sterling, and then when they have to convert that weaker sterling back to euro, they would lose out. And of course, the Irish Exporters Association last night warning government that they need to step up no-deal preparations to protect these companies, saying that many plans its members have in place, such as currency hedging that John Finn was explaining, will only last them up to 6 months, and in the case of a no-Brexit deal, they'll be in danger of going bust beyond that point. So plenty to ponder for the Irish business community after yesterday's developments. That's all the business news for me for the moment. I'll be back again at 8:30.